Hi, Peter Marshall here, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, along with guest Rita Lee. Rita's memoir, Consider Your Ass Kissed, includes many great stories about her stage, film, and TV career, which includes such classic films as Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, Witness for the Prosecution, Funny Face, and Sergeant 3, plus memorable TV appearances on such classic shows as The Twilight Zone, The Lucy Show, The Andy Griffith Show, and Perry Mason. Rita also shares some memories of the 3 years that she worked alongside Alex Trebek on the popular NBC game show High Rollers. Not only that, Alex Trebek wrote the foreword to Consider Your Ass Kissed just before he died. You can order Consider Your Ass Kissed by Rita Lee right now at Amazon.com. You can follow Rita Lee on Twitter, Facebook, as well as TheRitaLee.com for more information about the Thalians. The Thalians, the charitable organization that Rita has been involved with for more than 60 years, including leading or chairing the Thalians for more than 30 years, along with her dear friend Debbie Reynolds. You can learn more about the Thalians at thethalians.org. Before we forget, because the last time you visited us, we talked about your dear friend Alex Trebek, and you did High Rollers for 3 years, and one of the stories you tell is the time when you walked into a chandelier. As it was, you're entering the set, and they lowered a chandelier, and it bumped you in the head.
Honey, I didn't walk into it. It fell on me. And I mean, there I was trying to make this gorgeous Loretta Young entrance, mm-hmm. you know, with Kenny Williams singing, and here she is, our co-star, Rita Lee, and bonk, hit by a ton of glass. And I always said I should have sued NBC. I could have been running the studio now.
Well, I don't know whether you know this, Rita, but that episode, someone posted that on YouTube.
Yes, I know. I much to my surprise, I found it because I really did get a little dizzy from it. And needless to say.
And the way, I used to watch High Rollers, and I know that, you know, whenever you started a new show, you would get right into the game. But Alex could tell that something was not right, and so he called an audible, and you guys went to break, and then it allowed you to take as much time as you need to feel okay with the...
Yes, you know, I was lucky enough and prevailed upon him to write the foreword for mm-hmm. my book, which he did. And... he lived just down the street from me and remained a very, very good friend for, my God, 45 years or something. I don't think our audiences ever got to really realize how funny he was.
Yeah.
He had this very droll, quiet, bizarre sense of humor and could find laughter in almost anything. He wasn't a joke teller, but he was a joke maker in that he would throw a line that would take any condition that you were in and make it funny. I really adored him, and I am blessed to have had this wonderful friendship for so many years. And I'm astounded at how seriously he affected so many people mm-hmm. in our world, you know? I didn't realize that he made exactly what I did, not fans, but friends. Mm-hmm. And that was so apparent after his death, and apparent, of course, to all of us who knew him, and most certainly to his beautiful wife, Jean, who has been receiving condolences since he died.
Yeah, well, he really was literally part of our everyday lives for 35 years, you know?
That's right.
And just as you have been part of our everyday lives.
You know, that's very true, and I'm grateful, and I thank everybody for inviting me into their living room, their den, their kitchen, their bathroom, their bedroom. A lot of people watch me on the late night shows through their toes, you know? And I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that I was invited into everybody's home, and I appreciate that so much. It's a great gift.
And one of the things I learned through Consider Your Ass Kissed is you hosted many, many talk shows throughout, you
yes.
know, throughout your career. And you, not only did you host traditional talk shows like the one, like the sit-down one you did with Regis, but you did, you know, when you did Talk of the Town, I mean, that was a combination of, you know, regular talk, but you did a lot of red carpet things. And doing red carpet interviews, that's a form. That's an art form. Not everybody can do that because you got to think on your feet and you know, go take advantage of your 3 minutes, 2 minutes that you have with the person you talk to, and not everybody can do that, but you excelled at that.
I mean, you put that so succinctly. That is great. What was lovely when we were doing Talk of the Town, and we interviewed, I think, every major star and maybe even minor star mm-hmm. that existed, because everybody turned up for different events. And at these events, the thing that worked for us is that being even half-assed celebrities, Tony Holt Kramer, my partner, and I mm-hmm. were on the red carpet rather than behind stanchions and ropes the way most of the press were. We were right on the carpet, and we knew personally most of the stars, so that it was not greeting a stranger but greeting a friend. And that made a big, big difference. And we got really great sound bites. And, you know, they're very important in our business to get a great sound bite. And sometimes some of our sound bites were used by CBS and NBC and ABC and whatever, because maybe even their cameras, but their sound equipment picked up our interviews. And I've got all of that stuff on discs, and I'm thinking that we should re-edit some of this and just do a retrospective. I mean, we've got probably 300 shows that are just sensational, you know, with stars that are still with us, stars that have gone on. It would be lovely to revisit all of them and some of the fun things they had to say.
And I've watched a few of the clips from Talk of the Town, and there's the same vibe going on as when I read Consider Your Ass Kissed, Ruta. It's like, not only do I feel like I'm in the same room as an old friend, but I feel like you're letting your readers and your viewers into a club that only few people belong to.
Gee, that's a very special thing to say. Thank you. That does my heart good. I know that the effort that I have put into it, and I'm still continuing to put into it and in talking about it and hoping people will go to their local bookstore and do that, it makes it all worthwhile. Wow, that's really very special. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ridley's memoir, Consider Your Ass Kissed, is available for ordering right now at Amazon.com. Ridley is also one of the cast members of Senior Moment. Senior Moment, romantic comedy, also starring William Shatner, Gene Smart, Christopher Lloyd, Don McManus, Isai Morales, Kay Ballard, and other familiar faces. Senior Moment, available for viewing on demand on all major streaming platforms. SeniorMomentMovie.com. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
One more question for now, and then I would love to have another conversation with you later in the year because I love talking to Rudely.
Anytime you want to pick up the phone and call me, I thank you for the call, and I thank you for sharing your wonderful audience with me. It is so special to be able to say from the bottom of my heart that I mean it when I say, consider your ass kissed for being my friend.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Okay. You mentioned another movie you made recently. There is a movie that just came out. I think you shot it about 3 or 4 years ago. You shot it in Palm Springs, Senior Moment.
Oh, I wonder what happened to that. You know what? If I'm in that movie, it's a friggin' miracle. Because I believe it was the last shot of the day, and I had been sitting around for God knows how long, and finally I had this one thing. I doubt that you'll even get to see me in it.
It's a blink or you're gone.
Yep,
moment.
That's it. And after the shoot, the director, who was very harried during the whole thing, came up to me and said, "Oh my God, I didn't realize what a Ruta Lee was, and I should have made a much bigger production out of you being in this film." And I thought, that's lovely, but it's too late.
Yeah. And here's a little inside baseball. I talked to the director about a month ago.
Oh, good.
And he told me that that was the first time he directed a comedy. So that may have been part of the hairiness behind the scenes.
Maybe.
But it was, I mean, I looked up and said, "Hey, man, that's Ruta." So it was nice to see you on the screen. So I would like to mention that as part of...
Oh, sure. You know, the same thing happened to me in, well, no, not the same because I was shot. But I worked for approximately a week on a film called Anything Goes with darling Bing Crosby and darling Donald O'Connor and Mitzi Gaynor, and Jean Mayer was the dancing queen then from France. And it was a long party sequence that obviously got cut because it was not essential to the flow of the story, I should say. And in fact, I write about this in the book, that I went to the premiere of the movie expecting to see myself working with, you know, Dean and some of the people. And all I saw was a tiny glimpse of me in the sexy black dress that I had. And I went home in tears because I was gone. I was, you know, cut, as has happened to so many people in so many cases. But that was a very sad experience for me, but another learning lesson in how to take the stabs as well as the good critiques in life.
Yes, but I think I know you well enough. You are a pragmatist. Your scene in Anything Goes may have ended up on the cutting room floor, but the money is still green, and you got paid for your time. You got paid to do something you love to do.
Absolutely. But, of course, what we love most is to kind of see ourselves for a moment with big stars on the big screen.
This is true.
That's kind of very special. And gosh, you're right when you said you got paid for it. When you get a check at the end of the week, having been doing something that you dearly love, that's really mystical, magical time.
Well, I really love talking to Ruta Lee, and you will love reading Ruta Lee's memoir, Consider Your Ass Kissed, which is available for ordering right now at Amazon.com. You can see Ruta Lee in Senior Moment, available for viewing on demand on all major streaming platforms, SeniorMomentMovie.com. For more on Ruta Lee, TheRutaLee.com. You can also follow Ruta on Facebook and on Twitter. For more on the Thalians, TheThalians.org. Ruta Lee, please come back and join us later in the year on TV Confidential.
Oh, I will, and I beg you and all of your wonderful listeners, if you're a friend of mine, go out and buy 5,000 copies. He looked good, for God's sake. And happy Easter to everybody.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
You can now purchase T-shirts, mugs, caps, hoodies, wall clocks, and other gifts with the TV Confidential logo from the official TV Confidential merchandise shop. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com/merchandise or cafepress.com/TV Confidential, cafepress.com/TV Confidential.
Hi, this is Louis Leslie Jr. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Hey, Robertson, with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week at the station at the usual time. We'll play more of our conversation with Bob Crane, biographers Carol Ford and Linda Groundwater. Plus, we'll welcome back Rodimus Pera, the actor who played Grasshopper on the original Kung Fu, and John Edwards on Little House on the Prairie. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, we've got about a minute left. Enough time to tell you that if you love Cher or know someone who loves Cher, our friends at Time Life have just released a brand new collection of highlights from Cher's inimitable career that is now available at retail for the very first time. That will be the Best to Cher, the Best to Cher 5 DVD collection packed with unforgettable music, classic comedy, and fabulous outfits. The Best to Cher, now available at retail for the very first time from our friends at Time Life. This 5 DVD collection includes 10 episodes of Cher's solo variety series from 1975, featuring such guest stars as Elton John, Ray Charles, Raquel Welch, and the Muppets, plus vintage interviews of Cher, circa 1975, on The Dick Cavett Show, and Dinah, and brand new exclusive bonus interviews with Cher, Lily Tomlin, designer Bob Mackie, and producer George Schlatter. That's the Best to Cher, the Best to Cher 5 DVD collection, the Best to Cher, now available at retail for the very first time from our friends at Time Life. A reminder that Consider Your Ass Kissed by Rita Lee can be ordered right now, Amazon.com. That'll be it for our program this week, folks. Ed Robertson, back to Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grice, and Greg Airbar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.